Thank you for joining us. This is James with RTN. We are on Anchor FM, BitChute, and Rumble, and actually YouTube. Wow, we still have the channel. I'm waiting to get banned any time at the time of the recording of this episode. But I do want to just give you a quick, brief overview. This is going to be a brief episode, and we haven't been on for a little while, so we are catching up, but we are going to be coming back on. But this brief episode, we are going to be covering Biden bombs Syria to punish Iran for attacks on U.S. And then my governor, DeSantis, talking about conservatism, the void of backbone is doomed. And then we will do a quick just end with a fun little video. CPAC, at the time of this recording, CPAC is preparing to start. So that is what we're covering on this brief episode. So make sure to join us, subscribe, share, and connect with us with all of the links around. We thank you for joining, and we'll be right back. Giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest. Making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3 2 1 It's time for another podcast with Real Time News with host Real Time News James Powell.
We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home, so I invite you to check out the link jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, WYZE, Wyze door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock. Wyze door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we are back, and we do once again thank you for joining us. This is James Shaw, your host for RTN News. Please subscribe, share, and like our videos. That way you can get notified when we do upload them to our outlets. At this time, we are still on Rumble, BitChute, and we do have YouTube, but I actually have the links around. So let's get into our episode today. And once again, this is a shortened episode, and I know that I haven't been on lately, but we've been trying to just redo a few things again, and it's been kind of chaotic, but we do thank you for joining us. All right, today, as I said, we're talking about Syria, and started out with Biden and what he is doing. So we go to the article from the Gateway Pundit, breaking: Biden bombs Syria to punish Iran for attacks on U.S. in Iraq. So that is one of the things that, you know, basically what we are at. The Fed is crumbling. And one way that they're trying to really do war. War always creates, there's funding for war, and it creates, they're trying to keep the Fed going. I believe that is what part of this is. And Biden has no idea what he is doing. So, but we've been shown the weakness of Biden, and he's being run by a shadow government. So let's go ahead and read this. Joe Biden personally approved U.S. airstrikes on Syria. I want you to remember here, we went 4 years, no wars. The liberals, the rhinos, blasted Trump all they could. 4 years, he improved our economy. He improved our country. He made America first. There were world leaders that were looking to him for leadership and guidance. There was such a positive outlook. And within 30 days, Joe Biden does this. So who is the bigger man? But I truly believe that Trump is coming back, and it's going to be soon. Joe Biden personally approved U.S. airstrikes on Syria Thursday in response to recent Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. And I believe that that was a setup. It's a setup. The Biden airstrikes reportedly targeted a facility in Syria and belonging to the Iranian-backed militias. But it's 2 days after Biden took over the White House last month. U.S. troops were seen entering Syria from Iraq, signaling a reversal of President Trump's efforts to end U.S. involvement in forever wars in the Middle East. See, they, you know, the liberals talk, oh, let's end war, end war, end war. You get President Trump in there. He follows what he says. And what do the liberals do? They do exactly opposite of what they say they're going to do. They are corrupt. Fox News reporter Jennifer Griffin posted more on Twitter. Senior U.S. official confirms the U.S. military carried out a single airstrike in Syria against a single location used by Iranian-backed militias. Multiple facilities struck. President Biden approved the attack, the strike designed to deter rocket attacks against U.S. forces, blah, 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 blah. It's what I really say. They're all corrupt. They're covering up. The Fed is in trouble. That's really what is going on. And they're trying to manipulate things to get cash to keep reasons to keep the Fed going. That's my personal opinion. All right. So there is that. We went on too long on that article. All right, next one. My governor, Rick DeSantis. Conservatism devoid of backbone is doomed to failure. Governor Rick DeSantis hammers spineless Republicans in CPAC open video. Florida Governor Rick DeSantis kicked off the annual CPAC convention Friday morning in Orlando. CPAC is meeting this year in Florida rather than the military zone in Washington, D.C. due to the open business environment in the state. Remember, Florida, everyone's looking to Florida because Governor DeSantis called the liberals and the corrupt rhinos out on what they were trying to do with this coronavirus. Governor DeSantis told the crowd, "Now Florida's leading on the issues that matter to conservatives. We don't spout hollow rhetoric. We take decisive action, and what's true in Florida, it's true for conservatives across the nation. We will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryears." In his speech, Governor DeSantis praised Rush Limbaugh for displaying the courage of his convictions time and time again, then adding, "Rush showed that fighting the left required strength and that conservatism devoid of backbone doomed to a failure." And let me just see. Well, I wasn't planning on doing this, but let's just go ahead and play this video and see how long it is. This will get you pumped up, and then we will end with a Trump golden calf statue being wheeled into CPAC. So this is a positive, man. Things are going to start happening. I truly, truly believe. All right, let's go to the video. Let's listen to Governor DeSantis. Then we'll go to another short video, and we'll end this brief episode. I do thank you for listening. Hold on.
Does a heart good, doesn't it, Governor?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, welcome to Florida. I know you probably wouldn't have been able to even do this in a lockdown state. I'm just glad I could attend CPAC, because if you did do it in a lockdown state, I have a policy, I only travel to free states. So I don't have any problem being in Florida.
We, as you all know, because many of you made the trip, we often have CPAC in another state, to be not named. That state decided to cancel us because they said this was unsafe. And I said to myself, I'll be damned if I'll be the first ACU chairman in 50 years to not have CPAC. And we looked around the country, Governor, and you have some competition. Tennessee, Texas, Georgia. We kind of moved away from Georgia, no offense. I'm sorry, Marcy. And we decided we'd come to Florida, and thank you for welcoming us with open arms.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know, Governor, some of your colleagues get Emmys for acting. We're happy to be in a state that has a governor who deserves the People's Choice Award.
Yeah, thanks.
I now give you Governor Ron DeSantis.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, appreciate it. Well, thank you. We love you too. For those of you who aren't from Florida, welcome to our oasis of freedom. We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around in other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed. And while so many governors over the last year had kept locking people down, Florida lifted people up. Florida is leading in protecting our vulnerable residents, saving the economy, and safeguarding the freedom of our people. In Florida, schools are open. Every Floridian has a right to earn a living, and all businesses have a right to operate. Now, we are stronger as a state and much happier as a people because of this leadership. Florida has lower per capita COVID mortality than the national average and lower than 27 other states. Our unemployment rate is lower than the national average, even though tourism isn't fully back. And our budget is in great shape. We have not touched one red cent from our rainy day fund throughout this whole time. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong. Florida has also led and continues to lead on ensuring the integrity of our elections. Now, 20 years ago, if you had uttered the word Florida and the word elections in the same sentence, you would have been met with snickers. Well, when I came into office, I didn't wait for a crisis. I took early action to make sure we'd have a smooth election. One of the first things I did when I took office in 2019 was accept the resignation of Brenda Snipes as the supervisor of election in Broward County, and remove the supervisor of election in Palm Beach County. We got those going in a good direction, and then when COVID hit, I rejected pressure to make hasty and ill-conceived changes to our election administration, like mass mailing of unsolicited ballots. And the result? On election night, by midnight, the state of Florida had counted, tabulated, and put out 11 million votes. But we're not resting on our laurels. This year, Florida's leading on banning all forms of ballot harvesting and banning third party political groups like those funded by billionaire Mark Zuckerberg from interfering in the administration of our elections. Bottom line is this: in Florida, your vote counts, and we will continue to have a process that is transparent and that inspires confidence. Florida is also leading in protecting our people from political censorship and in holding big tech accountable. When our legislature convenes next month, it will pass, and I will sign, the most ambitious reforms yet proposed for combating political censorship and deplatforming, for preventing big tech from interfering in our elections, and for safeguarding the privacy of your personal data. In Florida, we are not going to let the terms of the debate in our country be set by oligarchs in Silicon Valley. Now, Florida's leading on the issues that matter to conservatives. We don't spout hollow rhetoric. We take decisive action. And what's true in Florida is true for conservatives across the nation. We cannot, we will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear. We reject open borders and instead support American sovereignty and the American worker, building a movement on the foundation of amnesty and cheap foreign labor. Labor is like building a house on a field of quicksand. We reject weakness in the face of the threat posed by China, including their actions in international trade. We reject military adventurism, instead support a strong defense solely for the purpose of protecting our nation and its people. Now, the battles ahead will be made more difficult without the voice of one of our greatest field generals, my friend, Rush Limbaugh. On Wednesday, the state of Florida had the flags flown at half staff in honor of Rush, in honor of his legacy. Rush displayed the courage of his convictions time and time again. Rush was one of the first to fight and win against cancel culture. Rush showed that fighting the left requires strength and that conservatism devoid of backbone is doomed to fail. So at this moment in our history, and I think Rush showed us this, but particularly now, standing for the right things comes at a cost. You will be attacked, you will be smeared, and you may even be canceled by the major organs of the political left. Now, anyone can spout conservative rhetoric. We can sit around and have academic debates about conservative policy, and I'm not saying you don't do any of that, but the question is, when the Clegg lights get hot, when the left comes after you, will you stay strong or will you fold? So enjoy CPAC in Florida as you leave to go back home, although if you're not from here, I don't know why you'd want to leave here. But when you do and you engage in the battles ahead, hold the line, stand your ground, and don't ever, ever back down. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, there we have it. We're going to jump. I am so happy with my governor. He's shown great leadership. He hadn't done everything I felt right, but in the scheme of things, he's out of the United States. He's really led the way. Okay, we're going to finish with this. For you on Anchor, you'll just be able to hear it. But for you that are viewing on our video platform, you'll be able to see it. They're wheeling in the golden calf statue of President Trump. So it's just something fun to finish with. We thank you for listening, and we'll go ahead and end with
awesome.
That is so cool.
We the people.
More years.
All right. Thank you for listening. We ask you to subscribe, share, and connect with us. We wish you well. We trust God will richly bless you. We did not do verse of the day. This was supposed to be a brief episode. It did go longer than what I planned, but we will be back and start the verse of the day with the next episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. 'Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you.